Welcome to another episode of Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with filmmaker Jeff Morrison, who's a creator-producer of the National Parks Project, which he made with fellow Kick-Ass Canadians Joel McConvey and Ryan J. Knoth. And Jeff is also the director-producer of the new Northwards, which won Best Documentary at this year's Banff World Media International Pilot Competition, and which is narrated by yet another Kick-Ass Canadian, Sheila Rogers. So, huge congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
I saw a screener of Northwards yesterday, and it's incredible. It features just stunning footage of the mountains and really moving insights from the writers. And so I just want to talk a bit about who these writers are and what this project is. So can you just sort of tell me how it got started up and how you were brought into the process?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it really, in some ways, it did sort of spring out of our work with the National Parks Project and just a fortuitous meeting with Sheila Rogers, who I guess we're speaking in October 2012, so it would have been about almost 2 years ago we first met in Banff National Park, and Sheila had been speaking to Parks Canada about a project where she might take a group of authors out to a park and see how they would respond to the space. And we had just finished doing the National Parks Project, where we traveled across Canada with musicians and filmmakers doing a very similar experiment, and when we started talking, this idea sort of hatched very quickly, and she was quite keen on producing a really special radio documentary for the next chapter, and we were sort of keen on doing what we do, so a television documentary and a interactive piece, and, you know, seeing which other ways we could sort of play with this content. And after we started talking and got the green light from our good friends at Parks Canada, we just kind of went from there, and off we were.
And so can you talk a bit about what Northwards is? So you went to the Torngat Mountains National Park in Northern Labrador last summer 2011, and you brought along five of Sheila's favorite authors, all Canadian.
That's correct.
And so what was sort of the goal? I mean, you sent them all out, they wanted to experience the North, and you wanted them to write what they sort of felt based on that experience, is that right? And then you were there to document it with film.
Well, that's it, yeah. There are a number of goals, and certainly the location was chosen for a specific reason. And I know that Sheila was really keen on bringing some authors that, you know, typically live in urban environments and taking them to somewhere up north and just seeing how that might change the process and how they might adapt there and what they might take away from it as well. I think both of us had sort of been inspired by this tradition of artists going north and responding to that place and having those, you know, collective responses, you know, in a way, like form, you know, how many, many Canadians, you know, feel about the north and know about the north. And that's kind of been sort of a long history and tradition of that. So we thought it would be terrific if we could go and take some contemporary authors up there and come up with some new responses and some new stories about the North and, you know, have something that would, you know, contribute to that ongoing conversation about the North. And I think it's now been as important a time as ever for us to sort of, you know, initiate this and bring those new voices out there so that people can hear these new perspectives and sort of see what some of our, you know, great contemporary authors and writers are thinking when they go to a place like that. And once we got up there, everything just sort of happened quite naturally.
Yeah.
It all kind of like fell into place. Like, it was a really, really magical experience.
Did a lot change for the initial script and concept throughout the process once you were there?
No, not exactly. And it's interesting when you watch the documentary. More so the television documentary, it has a fairly, you know, narrative linear structure, and it follows almost exactly the narrative arc of our trip, which was just kind of incredible because, you know, each day we would head out onto the land, whether it's, you know, by a longliner or a speedboat, or on one day we were fortunate enough to take a helicopter deep into the park and set up a satellite camp. But our, you know, we went there with a plan and a bit of an itinerary that I'd hashed out with some of the folks at Parks Canada and the Torngat Mountains Base Camp, and everything just kind of went according to plan. And as I was saying, it was just kind of magical how our trip had this incredible arc where each day after the next would just become more profound and more moving in the way that it would inspire the writers and inspire, you know, myself and the film crew as well, who were, you know, we were just there, sort of there to document things. We're not trying to mess with things too much, but we really just sort of want to see what's happening and how their conversations are going with Sheila and what their process is like. And by the end of it, we just had this incredibly rich and full experience. And it really culminates in the work that the writers did, which they presented to everyone at Basecamp at the end of that week.
And those works are going to be available in an ebook format, is that right?
Yeah, well, they're available right now through the Hesman Anti Press, and I think it's hesmanantipress.com/northwards. You can purchase the stories individually or as a collection with an introduction by Sheila Rogers, and the bulk of the proceeds are going to go to a literary charity, Peter Zofsky's literary charity, PGI's for Literacy. And yeah, you can read firsthand what they came up with, and it's actually quite an exciting initiative. It's the first original digital title that Hesman and Anti has put out, so there's some multimedia aspects to the ebook as well. You can listen to a stream of the authors reading their piece out in the park, and there's some other sort of digital content on there as well. But that's, you know, like the National Parks Project, one of the goals is to, try to instigate and commission these artists to come up with new works. And it's a very natural thing to want to release that and put that work out there when everyone comes back with really strong responses.
Now, if people want to see the film, it's going to be premiering at Planet in Focus in Toronto October 11th. Is that right?
That's correct.
And it's also going to be broadcast on CBC October 25th?
Yes. So October 11th in Toronto, October 20th as well in Toronto. We're screening the film at the International Festival of Authors. And then on October the 25th on the CBC documentary channel, the film will premiere. I'm not sure of the time exactly. And also, shortly thereafter, on October 25th, we'll have the film up for download on our website, filmcan.org.
That's great. Well, you talked about how the writers went there to get a new perspective and share that. Can you tell me a bit about how your perspective has changed, both from Northwards and also your other travels? You were in Africa earlier this year, isn't that right?
Yes. Well, you know, I guess speaking more specifically to the experience we had in Labrador, it's really such a gift to be able to go there as a filmmaker or an artist to go to a place where not a lot of people get to travel to. And, the land that we were traveling on is just completely unspoiled. It's so beautiful and free. Like you see the animals that are living this land and, you know, you're in their habitat. You know, when we're staying in the base camp, we're surrounded by an electric fence. But I think kind of the most powerful or profound thing to me, and I know that, you know, Sheila and some of the authors would certainly agree to this as well, is the impact that the people had and the relationships that we made and forged when we were there. Hearing the stories of, you know, people and their families that have lived on the land for, you know, generations. And, you see this in the film as well. We were fortunate enough to travel around with an elder that had grown up in the area, and, you know, we went back to the area where she grew up and was born, and, unfortunately and quite tragically was forced to leave when she was a teenager. And, you know, as much as sort of the gorgeous visual experience and natural experience of being in that place was deep and felt by all of us, the time we spent with people there and the relationships we made with them was almost more significant, and it's definitely stuck with all of us. It's not just a, you know, gorgeous and stunning natural environment, but sort of one of the takeaways from the film is, and from our experience there, that this place is also a homeland.
Well, I've heard this referred to a few times as a pilot documentary, and so I'm just wondering what might it lead to.
I'm not sure. Beyond this, it's really at this point, it's kind of set up as a one-off film, and same thing with the interactive piece and the ebook. But there's, you know, like the National Parks Project, there's definitely a format here. So I'm pretty certain that my partners and Sheila, if there was interest, would be keen on traveling to other northern national parks with other contemporary authors and trying this experiment a few more times. So.
Yeah. Well, I definitely
happy to put that out there.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic. Well, congratulations again. I thought it was just really beautiful and moving, and I can't wait for everyone else to see it. Filmcan.org for details. And
yep, and northwardscanada.ca is the site of our interactive piece where you can, that will send you off to all the other different places too, where you can listen to Sheila's radio program and check out the ebook. And later in October, you can find a download of the film.
Great. Well, thank you so much and best of luck with it, Jeff.
All right. Thanks very much, Amanda.